The Gemara in Gimel Amud Beis brings back the Braisa, which discusses that a house that's less than Dalet al Dalet Amos does not require a mezuzah. Now, this is discussed at length on the Amud, and basically they differentiate between what they call burgenin and other types of structures which would not require a mezuzah if they were Dalet al Dalet, whereas burgenin would require a mezuzah. So the Gemara asks, what is the reason, my taima, why do burgenin require a mezuzah even though they're less than dalet al dalet? So the Gemara answers, burgenin chazul mosai uvahai lo chazul mosai. Right, a burgenin, it is considered useful even if it's less than 4x4 amos, whereas a normal room or normal house is not considered useful when it's less than dalet al dalet. So this has major ramifications in the rules of hilchos mezuzah according to some shitas in Achronim. There's a general shayla in Hilchos Mezuzah, do I need to put up a mezuzah if I have a walk-in closet in my house? So this Gemara lends a little bit of light into that question. So if you look in Yoredei in Hilchos Mezuzah, Siman Resh Pei Vav, that's the siman that deals with which places need a mezuzah and which places don't need a mezuzah. So in Sif Yud Gimel, the Mechaber quotes from the Rambam, Bay She'im Ba Dalet Amos Al Dalet Amos Pater. That if a house doesn't have 4x4 Amos, it is Pater, just like our Braisa that we quoted here in the Gemara. V'mi'eshbo k'dei l'raveya Dalet Amos Al Dalet Amos B'shaveh Afal Pi She'orko Yoser Al Rachbo Oshu Agul Obal Hezavios Chayev. So then he quotes from the Rambam that if the totality of the area is sufficient, that it's 16 square amos, even if it's a circle, or if it's some type of a pentagon, or it's another shape, or it's very, very long and thin, then it still requires a mezuzah, because it's still considered dalet al dalet amos, because it has the necessary area, even though there is not 4 amos in any single wall under those circumstances. Now, this is actually a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. Does a room which has the square footage of Dalet by Dalet Amos, does that require a mezuzah as it would if it was actually a square of Dalet by Dalet Amos? So the Rambam clearly paskins yes, and that is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Rush disagrees, and the Rush says no, it actually has to have the practical square footage of Dalet by Dalet Amos, meaning each wall has to be at least 4 amos. You can't have something where one wall is 2 amos and one wall is 8 amos, and that's going to be sufficient, and even though you end up with 16 square amos in that rectangle, that's not sufficient according to the Rush. And even though the Mechaber doesn't mention the Rush, because if you look in the Beis Yosef says the Rush is completely outvoted, and everybody agrees with the Rambam on this one. Nevertheless, if you look in the Shach, in Sifkat and Chav Gimel, he points out that the Rush is not actually a Das Yachid. There is a Rabbeinu Yeruchim who agrees with the Rush, and therefore, he paskins at the end, Al Kein Nireh Diyesh Lekava below Bracha. You should put up the mezuzah for such a room without a bracha. Obviously, the best solution is find a room that needs a mezuzah with a bracha, make the bracha on that room, and then quickly run to the second room and put up the mezuzah without a hefsek. Now, this is one issue that comes to walk-in closets, because we're going, you know, some walk-in closets don't have the right dimensions, but they end up being 16 square amos. So that's one issue in terms of Machlokas Rambam and the Rush, where the Shach paskins that one should put up a mezuzah without a bracha under those circumstances. Another one that's more related to the concept of Chazi L'Milsayu is the Chamudei Daniel, which I've never seen inside, but it is quoted here in the Pisrei Tshuva Sipkat Yud Aleph, where he writes that if you have a base dira, if you have a place where people live, or people, a room that people use, which is less than Dalet al Dalet Amos, so you would have to put up a mezuzah if it is useful. And then he writes at the end of this short quotation, so he says that this could be a big house that has small rooms, lahaniach sham chafatzim, that you put things in, meaning what we would call today a closet. So if you have a closet, even though if it's less than dalet al dalet amos, if it's the type of room, I'm adding this in now, but I think that's how everybody understands it, if it's the type of room you would walk into, then you would have to put a mezuzah up on that room also, because it is useful for what you do with it, like the case of burgenin in the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva Eger disagrees with this. Rabbi Kiva Eger is also in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Kiva Eger disagrees, and he says a different reason why you should put up a mezuzah on the walk-in closet, which is that this applies to a merpeset or something like that, where it serves as an entranceway into the rest of the house. and therefore you're going to walk into the closet. Now you need a mezuzah on the door because you're going to walk back into the house. Now, based on that, you would require a mezuzah on the opposite side of the door, not on the side of the door going into the walk-in closet, but on the side of the door coming out of the walk-in closet. So this is the machlokes. Nobody would hold you put up a mezuzah with a bracha on a walk-in closet, but you should definitely consider as a chumrah putting up a mezuzah without a bracha. Question is, are you going to hold like the Chamudi Daniel and put it up on the right side when you're walking in? Or you want to hold like the Kibbutz Eger, put it on the left side when you're walking in? That is subject to machlokes.